AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. It was congestive heart failure that took the life of Nancy Reagan at her California home Sunday. She was 94. Her admirers credited her with restoring grace and elegance to the White House after the austerity of the Carter years. Sheila Tate was her press secretary.
It took a while for you to get to know her, but once you're her friend for life.
Former First Lady was a fiercely loyal spouse to America's 40th president, as we hear from AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
She brought style to the White House, from designer gowns to costly china. Nancy Reagan also brought an anti-drug message.
Say no to drugs and say yes to life.
And she was Ronald Reagan's staunch protector. The day he was shot, he told her, "Honey, I forgot to duck." Later, those White House years seemed a whirl of politics, pomp, and flights on Air Force One.
Standing before this airplane brings back so many wonderful memories.
She called him Ronnie, and she was Mommy, his second wife. Both actors they married in 1952. In retirement, she nursed Reagan through a decade of Alzheimer's before his death in 2004. Mark Smith, Washington.
She'll be buried with her husband at his presidential library. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders tangled aggressively in a Democratic presidential debate Sunday night over trade, Wall Street influence, and more. But they agreed that residents of their host city, Flint, Michigan, had been treated badly in their water crisis. Hillary Clinton.
It is raining lead in Flint, and the state is derelict in not coming forward with the money that is required.
And Bernie Sanders.
The governor of this state should understand that his dereliction of duty was irresponsible. He should resign.
The debate carried on CNN. Sanders won the only Democratic contest of the day, the caucuses in Maine. This is AP Radio News. There's been a turnaround in gasoline prices. Here's analyst Troby Lundberg.
For the first time in 8 months, we have a sizable increase at the pump. The national average price, regular grade, is up 7 cents. To $1.84.
Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic are set Monday to discuss details about the first uterus transplant performed in the U.S. Clinic doctors performed the surgery late last month in Cleveland on a 26-year-old woman who did not have a uterus. The hospital has provided few details but says the donor uterus came from a woman who had died. The new number one movie over the weekend, Disney's Zootopia.
What did you do that made Mr. Pig so mad at you?
I may have sold him a very expensive wool rug that was made from the fur of a skunk.
It debuted with $73.7 million in ticket sales for the fourth highest March opening ever. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.